Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another week of whatever. happy Friday.
Yeah, it's Gina Views.
They know my name.
They do, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yo, what is this purple?
What?
The background. That purple behind you.
Every reason to change it to.
Let me get that white. Get that white girl. What's up, Head? I left your Christmas present again.
You did?
Yes, and you need it.
I need it?
You need it.
What, some deodorant or something?
Well, tell us more.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know what you're saying.
I didn't even say nothing along them lines, though.
Oh, so look, let me tell you this. Before we get into this hip-hop shit, I have a confession to make.
Okay, Usher.
So I went to, well, I have two confessions.
Okay, part two?
Yeah, I went into Target. Uh-huh. And I don't know if we still not doing that. We not doing that? Okay.
Shit.
I had a...
I never stopped going.
Hold on, so look.
I thought they shut down about 100 stores.
I don't know what the fuck going on.
Starbucks going out of business.
And they are?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I'm using my points, though.
So look, Pete, I got a Target gift card for Christmas.
How much was it, though?
I don't remember. It was cool, like, to get toiletries and all that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I'm finna go in here, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Except because I don't shop, because I'm slow, I always walk right past the baskets. I don't get a basket. Because I'm like, I'm only going here to grab some deodorant, some, like, real quick stuff. I don't wear lotion, but, like, some real quick stuff.
You don't wear lotion?
No, I wear oils.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm grabbing my, I grab my shit, and I didn't have, then I'm like, wait, I want some cookies. Mm-hmm. Because they got the grocery store in there. So I'm like, I'm finna give me some cookies, too, because the gift card gonna cover all this. So I take my fat ass over there to the refrigerator section, and while I'm getting the cookies, you know you gotta open the door. Mm-hmm. I didn't have enough hands to do that. So what I did is I took the deodorant and put it in my hoodie, in my kangaroo pouch in my hoodie.
You stole it?
So look. So listen, so I go to the checkout. They finna close. They rushing niggas. They rushing niggas out the store because I'm in there late. I'm in violation.
Right.
They rushing there, but you got to get your checkout now. Checkout. And I'm like, all right, bro. So I go to the checkout care. Self-checkout closed because when I go to self-checkout, I always pat down because I don't want no smoke. I go to the regular checkout, put all the stuff on the belt. Mm-hmm. I get to my car. I'm on the phone with the homie, and I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't pay for this deodorant. Mm-hmm. So I asked the homie on the phone, like, what you think? Like, should I go back up in here and, mm-hmm. like, you know, double up and hit the gift card again? And the homie said, we not supposed to be in there anyway. Fuck him. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shit. Okay, well, I just went on about my business. So mm-hmm. I'm going to try to figure out. I think I'm going to give the gift card away somehow to, like, reset my.
You trying to make up for stealing and for being at Target?
Yeah.
What do they want us to shop? That'd be my issue. That'd be my issue when niggas all come together as a congregation and say, we're going to stop fucking with this. Yeah. Like, where do they want me to go, though?
I mean, I think you can still fuck with Jeff Bezos and
Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
That's not on every corner.
No, it's not.
You get what I'm saying? Because we're not supposed to be fucking with Walmart either, right?
They pull up. I think you could still do Walmart.
All these companies is racist.
Okay.
and motherfuckers who voted for Trump not finna tell me where to shop.
I feel you.
What are we talking about?
I didn't know that it was still going on. So,
but how deep are we gonna go?
Well,
it's clothing lines niggas need to stop wearing.
Yeah.
It's food we need to stop eating.
Mm-hmm.
It's products we need to stop using, purchasing. It's carriers that we need to stop fucking with. Like, how deep is we gonna take this shit?
Well, nobody's about to go live in the woods with no car or no foundation.
Yeah, so mind your fucking business. People gotta mind their business.
So yeah, that's my little thing. That's what happened to me this week. Anything with you this week?
Okay, I'm glad you brought this up because I tried to steal.
What the fuck are you talking?
So remember the night when we took my daddy his sobriety cake?
Yeah.
So remember I couldn't find the candles?
Yeah.
Remember I was like, I can't find the candles. Yeah. So I realized I left them at the self-checkout at Ralph's.
Oh.
So I went back in Ralph's because my daddy still need his candles. That's a celebration of his sobriety. He need them years, you know? So I went back and I'm thinking I'm about to just have it on me. and they not gonna be like, you know, like on me at the self checkout, because bitch, you wasn't on me when I left it. So I go through the self checkout, but I have to sit the stuff down. So you know how you said, like, you go, yeah, we go in there and we have too much stuff. So yeah, I went and found a basket. I pulled the basket up and I put the candles underneath my purse. And then I scan, you know, my water. I get, you know, all my other stuff.
Oh, this is premeditated theft.
Yes, but I'm really not stealing because I paid for them already.
I don't know if that's how it works, but I'm following.
According to their inventory, they have two extra candles.
Okay, I'm following.
I paid for them already.
I'm following.
I just left them at the self-checkout. I was a customer service manager. I know how this works.
Okay.
So I walk back in. I mean, so I do it. I'm ringing all the stuff up, and then the bitch going to come up and say, do you want that? And I said, want what? Them candles. So now I look stupid, so I had to swipe them. And then I felt like the bitch was punking me because you didn't have, this is the same person that was there when I checked out. You didn't come run after me to my car like they would do at Chick-fil-A if I left my sauces. Mm-hmm. But you owe me because you see them up under my purse. Mm-hmm. And then at first I tried to play it off, act like I didn't know like what she was talking about. And then I was like, oh, y'all got some more candles anywhere else? And she was like, yeah, go to register, whoop-de-whoop. So I walked around and act like I was looking for more candles. I got back and the bitch took the candles I was trying to steal and gonna put them back. So I'm going back up there tonight.
Try it again.
Yeah.
You're going to try to rent. What you going to buy? You done spent the money scanning other shit.
No, that's not true.
So you just going to get the candles and dip?
Yeah, I pay for them. Those are my candles. Like, those are my candles. I pay for them. Now, all I have to do is tell them, because I still have my receipt. All I have to do is show them my receipt, and yeah, then they'll see it, or they can run the cameras back. But I don't want to do all of that. I don't want to do all that.
Yeah, you might have to do that. I don't know if you realize or not.
I'm going back tonight and putting them in my pocket.
People know who you are.
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't know me up over there.
You can't just be stealing, like.
Well, if it ever come down to it and I got to explain myself, we have this for proof. And then they can run them cameras back. We know what day my daddy celebrated his sobriety birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, daddy. Tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Today his birthday. Happy birthday. And I'm not going to steal because if he'll be mad. Actually, disregard everything I just said.
You know your mom will be watching everything. We do. You know what I'm saying?
She just stole some cigarettes.
Bro, that's dirty Maggie.
That's my mama. That's my mama.
So I could dirty Mac on your parents?
I told her about the candles, and then she started going off on me for stealing. And then she told me how she stole some cigarettes on accident.
Like the deodorant, like what I did.
She did exactly what you did is what she did.
Oh, that's not the same. What you doing is like grand larceny.
Well, only one of us paid for that shit.
Oh.
Look at that. can't take you to commit a crime. Look at that.
Gina Views told on her mama on the air. Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anything else that you want to pre-plan?
I'm still in Genesis. I'm on chapter 21.
In your Bible?
Yeah, I'm lost.
Okay.
I'm still lost.
Anything you have a question about right now?
A lot of shit.
What's one question you got? What's one question?
God, please forgive me for cussing, talking about the Bible. Jesus' name we pray, man.
What's one question that perhaps our listeners, our viewers can help you with? What's one question?
Well.
Like, well, the dinosaur conversation we had?
Noah died at 950 years old. He built the ark at 600 years old. It's in the Bible.
Okay. What's the question?
Sarah could attest to this.
What's the question?
How do we go from 600 years old to niggas dying at 14? 90.
I don't have an answer. So
I know you don't. So I don't even know why you just asked me what the question was.
Well,
because you was confused as me.
For the listeners. So if you
they
can
don't
ask,
fucking know.
If you, you just,
they wasn't there.
You could just ask.
They wasn't there.
Maybe
and what I'm noticing, when I'm reading my Bible, and I do not mean to cuss while I'm talking about the Bible, I'm still working on myself. I'm only in Genesis.
Yeah. She in the prologue.
Yeah, I'm only in Genesis. Like, maybe when I get back, you know, to St. John and Luke and all them, I'll probably clean up my talk. Mm-hmm. But I'm in Genesis, and I'm confused. It's a part where I didn't know that the world was flooded for about 9 months. Mm-hmm. They didn't tell us that. They made it seem like it was just 40 days, 40 nights. And it's a part of it. Now, the verbiage is a little off. Mm-hmm. The verbiage kind of off in there because it says, like, if somebody is 105 years old, it says 105 years.
Yeah.
That's how it is in the Bible. I don't know. I might got the first one they wrote. That's what I'm thinking.
You got the first Bible.
I got the first Bible.
You out of everybody, you got
the first print. I got the first
print.
She
got the first paperback.
I got the first one. But yeah, it's that. When they told us that it's cussing in the Bible, you know, you say a cuss word and somebody, you like, I don't know if you do this, but I'm sure you've witnessed this before. If somebody cuss and they be like, I can cuss, it's cuss words in the Bible. Mm-hmm. I'm reading the Bible and he say ass, but he don't say ass in the way that we say ass. And it was messing me up because am I reading the Bible, it said he saddled up his ass. And in my head, I said, pause.
I see why you said you're not mature enough yet.
I'm not mature enough for the Bible. But then it's the part where they was talking about Noah and they said, this is what it says verbatim. I'm not paraphrasing. I'm not making this up. It says he was on top of the earth.
Okay.
It said the world was so flooded that Noah was on top of the earth. Mm-hmm. And you know what they never, the other thing they never told us? Mm-hmm. They made it seem like it was just Noah and them animals. Mm-hmm. It was six more people on the ark with him. Mm-hmm. You didn't fucking know that.
I did.
I didn't know who the people was. Who was it?
I knew it was people.
It was his wife.
Wait, turn her mic on, Avery.
It was his wife, his kids, and their wives. Mm-hmm. They never told us that.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know who the people were, but I knew it was other people. I didn't know it was that many, though.
Well, yeah, I just been all type of confused. But I'm so into it, though, that I'm not going to stop. Because he asked Abel, God asked Abel where Cain was at, and he said... Am I my brother's keeper? Mm. Yeah. Y'all was getting snappy with God?
Tripping.
Yeah. They were talking to God like that? He said, am I my brother's keeper?
Tripping.
Yeah. So, it get cracking up in there.
Yeah, it is.
It get cracking.
Well, I'm glad that you into this. You know what I'm saying?
It's one of my New Year's resolutions.
You gonna get through the whole thing by, like, for this year?
According to the schedule, I'm 7 days behind.
You plan on reading the whole thing by the end of the year or you have it's before that?
No, by the end of the year. The schedule is in the back of I don't know if this is in every Bible, but
Yeah.
It's not just the first Bible. But it says read it in 1 year.
She got the first autographed copy. I stood outside for 13 hours for this. Jesus was at the studio. All right. So let's get into some hip hop. First, that's dope. Congratulations on your journey.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I think that.
And I'm trying to stop using profanity.
We've been on that journey, like.
I've been doing better than you though, cause I was editing the clips from the last show, and you have a potty mouth.
I know. I'm working on myself.
I was like, damn, cause you know I got a mute for TikTok.
Yeah.
And you just kept going.
I know. You gotta pray for me.
I'm praying for you, Brother Drake. Hallelujah, God, please place your hands over my brother and make him stop cussing like a sailor.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Speaking of that name.
You're supposed to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
On the dead lokes.
Speaking of that, my last name. A lot has been going on with this A$AP Rocky album. Mm-hmm. A$AP Rocky dropped his album. It's not necessarily what I expected it to be. I really was hoping for a deep dive into everything that he's been going through. And I want a little bit of legal drama in there. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's just. Maybe I'm toxic, but like I feel like you know how like when Tupac.
Nothing wrong with little toxic.
You know that energy when the nigga get out of jail, like first day out energy is like.
Yeah.
You know you be like, yeah, talk your like I'm free, I'm acquitted, I'm like mm-hmm. I be expecting the energy, and A$AP is just not that he has a reason to be mad, but I was expecting a little bit more of that bravado in there. But
were you a little disappointed in the album?
I wouldn't say that. To me, it's just him doing A$AP Rocky. It wasn't, like, way different than what he normally does.
What do you think about the conversation around Drake stealing A$AP Rocky's flow?
I don't know.
From A$AP Rocky.
I don't know enough A$AP. I would say that Drake is more Wayne than A$AP Rocky. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Also, I'm not a huge A$AP Rocky guy, so I can't speak to that because I don't know enough A$AP Rocky music. Mm-hmm. But... I think that from my vantage point, I think Drake would be more styles of other people than mm-hmm. A$AP. Like I don't think he bit his style. There's other styles that I could like pinpoint in his music.
So that's the same thing I thought, and I thought maybe I just wasn't knowledgeable enough on A$AP Rocky, but I never heard a Drake song and said, damn, that sound like A$AP.
Nah.
Even on the song that they're on together.
Yeah, I never got that either. Like, never mind. But so two things with Drake. Mm-hmm. One is ASAP did address the controversy, and he did get his bar off on his album. I know that. Well, what's your sentiment on that first?
What do you mean?
On ASAP addressing Drake, you know, getting his shit off on the album.
I don't know when the song was recorded.
Touche. That's a good point.
But what I will say is, I think that we should stop as a culture, all of us as a culture.
Stop what?
Let's stop using Drake for clicks.
Okay.
And I mean down to, not saying he's using Drake for clicks, but I mean down to the media platforms that just want to use Drake, and not necessarily saying they're using him for clicks, but they know that what the engagement is going to do when you say Drake's name, mm-hmm. because it's like he's been the punching bag for the last 2 years. When is we going to stop talking about Drake in being sus? I guess you might have to stop being sus first, but, and I'm not calling him sus, but I'm just saying it's like, now that we're talking about A$AP Rocky's album, but Drake is a part of the rollout because he addressed him, you know, on the song. Mm-hmm. I feel like A$AP did enough when he jumped into 20V1 in 2024, mm-hmm. when he got, you know, when they added his verse or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I just feel like at what point are we going to just stop bullying Drake? Now, Drake is not doing a good job of helping himself.
At all.
Obviously, people have been bringing up the Iceman, the title of the album, and what's going on currently with Ice. It's kind of like, it's bad timing. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that, you know, people have been saying. But then the other thing is, he just reminded us about the Not Like Us lawsuit. So
appealing it.
Yeah, we forgot.
We had moved on.
I kind of forgot that they beefed until, you know, some topics come up. I kind of forgot that he sued, you know, until it comes up. And now you're reminding us that you sued. We was clowning you for suing. Called you Supac. What was it?
Supac Shakur.
Supac Shakur. All that, you know. And then the lawsuit gets dismissed and you appeal it. Mm-hmm. So I get it, you know, but I just feel like at some point, like, if what Nipsey say, if a nigga goofy you, I put him on goofy time, mm-hmm. and let him, you know, be, mm-hmm. where he is. But that's the only thing that I, you know, kind of feel about it. Unless it's just some crazy wild bar that you got for the boy, leave it alone.
Yeah, it wasn't a crazy wild bar, but he did address it. He was talking about it on different platforms. Mm-hmm. And I, you know what, this whole time that I've been looking at the A$AP Rocky thing, I never thought about what you just said. I don't know. We don't know when the song was recorded.
Because that's the thing. I want to give him grace, you know, with what I'm saying, because he could have been recorded and you've been working on the album. He has had a lot going on. He's been raising a family. He has the court stuff going on. Yeah. They got a lot of kids now. So, and they having the children back to back, you know? Mm-hmm. And if we being real, A$AP might have had the longest issue with Drake more than before anybody.
Facts.
You know, so he does have the right to get his shit off. But I just, like I said, every interview that he does, people are going to bring it up. People going to ask about it. You know, we had Pusha T sitting right here. We didn't ask nothing, you know, about
Not really,
Drake.
Yeah.
But I know that he got other, you know, questions about him and stuff. So I just feel like that kind of, this is overshadowing an amazing body of work.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I also think that, to your point, like, we don't know when the song was recorded, but we also don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And that's been a big thing for people that you and I both know. Like, mm-hmm. it be little shit going on with behind the scenes that the public don't know about. So, and it's like, oh, you're going to do that? All right, I'm gonna address you in front of everybody type mm-hmm. shit. So, also, I'm giving him grace as well, but I also know the caliber or the character of the person that you probably are dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two sides to it.
Here's a quote. So in the interview he said, "This thing is between us, it's not real smoke, but I don't fuck with him. We was friends at once. I feel like it's over females." Which all beef do stem from a bitch.
Bro.
A woman. I apologize, God please forgive me. All beef do stem from a girl. Mm-hmm. All the time. Whatever beef you don't understand, it's a girl in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, or egos.
But the ego stem from the girl.
Touche.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. All right, well, I think that, shit, if I'm A$AP, I don't have nothing to complain about. Like, you won. You got the girl, you got the bread, you got the,
You said the bread or the braids?
The bread.
The bread, okay.
The braids is crazy.
You said that. I didn't say that.
I did not say that.
You said you got the girl, you got the braids.
I said the bread. That's crazy how you got that off. You should be a rapper. You should have been a
rapper. You should be a rapper.
Nah, that's wild, fool. So, but yeah, I wouldn't be tripping if I was ASAP. Shout out to him. Go check his album out. Now to your point, though, if something else happens after this, then I'll be like, okay, bro, like, this is extensive. Like, if he put out, like, a deluxe album, it's another record on there. Like, then it's like, okay, this is clearly some rollout shit. But I don't think, when you said we had Push here, I don't think that that would, to me, in my, and I don't know what went on behind the scenes, but in my, in from what we know as the general public, I think Clips have way more to beef with, more so than ASAP. Hell yeah. Because it's like, you really are stopping motion for my career type shit, whereas I don't think that he could do anything to A$AP Rocky in his career.
I'm just speaking on it being an easy topic to talk about, like subject matter.
Yeah.
Like, to if we being honest, oh, I'm lying. We did ask him about Drake.
That's why I said it was I'm brief, lying, though. Man. We didn't make it about him.
I'm part of it. I'm part of the problem. Because I for sure said, because he the one who, did I bring up the son? Because he was going to talk about
it. We talked about it, but it wasn't the main point of our conversation.
Got you.
And I think
it wasn't clipped up either.
No. And also, here's a fun fact to the listeners. When Gina and I have guests on our show, we make a conscious effort not to talk about the bullshit. Like, we try to, like, celebrate the artists. We try to highlight their accomplishments. We try to, like, dive into, we find creative ways to talk about interesting things with our guests. We don't just go with the clickbaity stuff, even though that might be some stuff that might pop out. But that's our technique, and we don't expect everybody to get out how we get out. So, but speaking of Pusha T, some more clickbaity shit, I guess.
Pusha T.
Travis Scott finally responded to Push. You know, Pusha T got them bars off about Calabasas on the album, on So Be It. It was kind of interesting. and Push, I guess he felt a way. You know what I mean? Like, it was, I don't know what happened because I wasn't there. I only know what I've heard and what Push has talked about. We have never really heard from Travis Scott or anybody else involved. But apparently there was a studio session. He was invited to. He was, like, playing on the album. There was some static with Pharrell. And, like, it was a whole bunch of shit, right? So Travis Scott says that Pharrell invited him to the recording session. And then this is a quote from Travis Scott, allegedly. So when I hear that type of shit, it's just like, I don't know, man. If you got to drop Trav name for a rollout, so be it. I thought that was a cool little pun. You know what I'm saying? What? Yes, Gina Views.
Is Travis Scott about to drop them?
I think so. I would, okay. Okay, hold on. Let me.
Who's using who for the rollout?
Hold on.
Because why haven't you? Didn't you address this when they said it?
Okay.
We been heard the story. You just now saying something, and you about to drop it because you could have said next question, or I don't want to talk about that.
Yes. Yeah, so
you're using them for the rollout, I believe Pusha T's version.
I believe Pusha T for sure. I don't push. Don't strike me as the type of person that would fabricate anything on any level.
That's not a nigga that lie.
No.
Pusha T is not a nigga that lie.
No. So the last,
and then he gonna make up that whole story?
Yeah, it was a whole story.
It's a whole story. You expect me to believe you gonna make up that whole story? When people lead with, you using me for a rollout, or you clout chasing, you the liar one. You's a liar.
I don't know. I don't know if he's dropping. There's rumors that Travis Scott is dropping, but the last project did come out in July of last year, the Jack Boys 2 project. That's the one with Wiley and everybody was on that shit. Don Toliver and everybody. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a Travis Scott drop coming.
You liar!
Because I do know that Cardi B is the only one. Well, not the only one, but Cardi B is going on tour, obviously, throughout the next, like, few months or whatnot. There aren't really that many big tours around this time. Most people route their tours around summer because everybody be outside, etc. So it would line up perfect if Travis Scott was to drop soon and then announce a tour. I also expect Bad Bunny to announce a tour right after the Super Bowl. So
shout out to Travis Scott, though.
Shout out to Travis Scott, though.
Hit-Boy and Mike Will Made It will be doing the next Versus. Is it January 30th?
Shout out to Hit-Boy, man. Versus is, it's going to be on Apple Music. Let me see. Hold on. I'll give you the date right now. It is going to be January 30th. Yep. 5 p.m. Pacific. Hit-Boy and Mike Will made it. I think this is going to be dope because well, didn't Hit-Boy win against Boy Wonder? Mm-hmm. He did like the first one ever or some mm-hmm. shit like, right? Yeah. What I'm really interested to see, though, if people care as much about the producers as they do the artists mm-hmm. because the producers aren't going to be the ones, quote-unquote, performing the records unless they do the producer series where they bring the artists out to perform the records.
Mm.
And so...
Now you producing. So now you talking.
I was going to call Hit before we got on the air. I was going to call... we had a lot of shit going on. Mm-hmm. I was going to call Hit to ask to pitch that to him or to ask him if they even thought about that.
Call him.
Just call him and see.
Just call him and see. Coast Guard?
Let me see.
I need my clip.
Let me call him right now.
Just call him and see.
I'm going to pitch him the idea.
I do think that this would be, obviously, since it's a producer versus a producer, mm-hmm. you know how normally we talking about the competition and scorekeeping and all that type of stuff. Yeah. This is going to be one of those that's just good for the culture.
This is going to be great for the culture because mm-hmm. Mike Will ain't none of it. But Hit, Hit's catalog is crazy. Mm-hmm. My brother.
What's the deal?
What up, fool? My bad. Are you busy? I got you on the air right now. I'm on the radio.
Man, I'm out. I'm
eating
some food right now. What's the deal? What's going on?
Man, just congratulations on the verses. You know what I'm saying? You and Mike Will going down January 30th. I wanted to pitch you an idea live on the air so I get credit for it.
What idea is that?
Like, I know y'all going to be going back and forth with the records, but maybe, you know, bring some people out to perform the records to kind of like
bring Nas out.
Gina said, "Bring Nas."
Nah, man, listen, man. I've been plotting, man. Trust me, I ain't lollygagging, homie. I'm on some, you know what I mean. I got to represent for the coach for sure. I got some plans.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So we can expect something like what I said or different.
I mean, you know what I mean? You're going to have to stay tuned.
Can I come?
I got you. Trust me. I'm not trying to let the coast down at all.
My nigga. Gina said, can she come?
Of course, man. Come on now. Y'all family, man. It's on.
And yo, Sprinter, though.
My Sprinter, I might pull up. I don't know. I might pull up. Maybach truck. Lambo, I don't know. Yeah, I'm about to see.
All right, bro. I appreciate you. I'm going to hit you.
Offside, yo.
All right. All right. So I pitched my idea. So if y'all need, hey, Swiss and Tim, hey, I'm talking like I know them niggas.
It sounds like he doing it.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. I think that would be the thing that would make the producer versus series
to bring out the
just
artist.
As big or bigger than the artist series because now it's not just one artist.
Also, too, when you think about it, that would be like a unique way to do a versus with artists, but it's also, I mean, with producers, but it's also a win for us as a fan base because now we get to see multiple people on stage, not just one and one. Because it's always a plus when we watch the verses and they bring out their features.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Them bringing out the people that performed, they have to be doing it that way.
I would assume.
Because it's not the IG Live
era. Okay, but look, though, Mike Will, so Hit-Boy got one of Dot's biggest songs, mm-hmm. which is...
Kendrick's not coming up.
I know, but hear where I'm going with this.
He said he got to put on for the West.
So look.
Kendrick coming out. Kendrick coming
They're
out.
They're going to take this as an announcement.
Oh, I forgot.
You can't say shit like that.
I'm a fan like you, motherfucker. Yeah.
They going to clip your... It's going to be on blogs and shit. Gina Views announced Kendrick Lamar at Versus. Like, what the fuck? And then they're going to chop up me talking to Hit-Boy. It's going to be some bullshit.
So I'm going
to
pull up in a Maybach.
This is not happening. Okay? This is my wish list. Okay? But what I'm saying to you is, from a producer series standpoint of a Versus, you do have artists that have huge records with both sides of the fence. Mm-hmm. So... what's Martin? Martin Had a Dream. What's the name of the song, Nate? You know what I'm talking about? Backseat Freestyle. Yeah, Backseat Freestyle. Hit-Boy produced that. Mike Will produced Humble for Kendrick. Mm-hmm. So it presents also an interesting thing when. Remember when?
Didn't Humble's they do that? Kicking feet.
Didn't they when? Didn't Ashanti do that
when
they
did the?
She was on this side and walked across and did a song with them niggas.
Yeah.
Oh, she was with Ja Rule.
And Fat Joe.
Yeah, and then, okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, that would introduce a different layer of verses that would probably make it a lot more interesting as fans for us.
Yeah, I'm with it.
That'd be hard.
Okay. In that though, with that being said, what are your two Kendrick songs that you think are a tie neck and neck with each other? Damn. Like just two Kendrick songs. They don't gotta be Mike Will or Hit-Boy. Like
well, the two songs that's just me personally or people would agree with me.
Here you go.
Okay, just my shit. My shit would be it's deep cuts. Mine would be Hold Up and probably Hold Up and like ADHD.
Okay, so I asked you that because we was at Jagged Edge concert and every song that they performed, granted I know the whole catalog, right?
Facts.
But every song that they performed was better than the last one.
Oh, it got progressively better the whole time.
Yes, but it's all 10s, though.
Five.
But it was just like a better 10.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want my bitch better. I want my bitch better.
So. Okay.
I don't want a better bitch. I want my bitch better.
Okay, so how do you. Okay, so who else could do that, though? From a rapper, a rap. Like, who else can do songs back to back to back to back, and they all fire, and they keep getting better until the end.
Wale.
I can see that.
And from his early catalog to present.
This new album is, you was right. This is best album.
I said it.
Yeah, you called it. Because I have not listened to this much of Wale in my whole life.
I almost thought you didn't fuck with him. If I'm being honest with you, I was in. Like, the fuck was up with the nigga? Like,
nah, bro. I ain't never listened to this much Wale, bro.
You know who else could do that?
Hmm.
Maybe not top to bottom. I mean, maybe not like early and late catalog. Bow Wow.
Nah. It ain't the same. I fuck with Bow Wow.
All Bow Wow songs are singles, though. All of Bow Wow songs are singles. He can perform and keep, he can perform his catalog and everybody stand it up. Maybe it stops at Fresh As I'm Is, Out of My System.
I fuck with Fresh As I'm Is.
No, that's where it stops.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not the new shit where he grabbed the blunt out the nigga
mouth.
Was that folded? What did he did a folded? I can't wait for us to talk to that nigga. Why did you take the blunt out of the nigga mouth?
This song?
He was rapping his ass off, though. He was rapping. But Bow Wow can do that.
The song with him and Chris Brown is good, too. But I don't like
Use Me?
Yeah, Use Me.
Yeah, that is a good one. Oh, Chris Brown can do it.
Yeah, I was thinking just rap though. R&B niggas like
Yeah, R&B is kind of
It's
yeah.
different.
Drake can do it. Jay-Z can do it.
Wayne? Nah, shit.
get a little tricky. Carter 6 get a little tricky. We seen him performing at the BET Awards.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. It wasn't It wasn't memorable. Fucked me up.
I forgot about that.
I'm like, it's, what was it, 20 years of 106 in Park? I'm like, oh, he finna take us through there.
Yeah, that's
he
what.
He finna take us through there.
That's what I thought, too.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't wait for the commercial.
Damn, man. So, J. Cole? Nah, it ain't the same. To me, it's not the same thing as what she described. Because I know that feeling. Like, as far as, like, damn, this shit keep. Like, I saw Nelly do it.
Nelly can do it. Luda
can do it.
Ludacris can do it.
I'm just saying I can relate to because he did. What made me think about Nelly is when you said Jagged Edge. He did Where the Party at his show.
Mm-hmm.
I remember standing on the stage and his clock said 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just all hits. Mm-hmm. And it kept getting better and better and better and better. And I was like, this nigga's fire. Like,
You know what it is, though? It's probably the people who have a lot more singles than album cuts.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because that's going to resonate with the fan base more than, because even though, like, how I use the Jagged Edge example, they were still, Jagged Edge had a lot of singles. And then they album cuts obviously just went crazy just because it's Jagged Edge.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's the singles.
It's the singles.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of singles, T.I. is back.
Mm-hmm.
He just dropped a new song, and he cut his dreads off. He was talking about it, and he's like, basically, that was always the plan for him to go back to music. and be, you know, Tip again. It's called Let Him Know, produced by Pharrell. Mm-hmm. The song is fire.
He's rapping like it's back then.
For sure. Yeah. This is Rubber Band Man. Yeah. I don't know what the significance of the dreads is. I can't wait till he come up here because I want to talk to him about that shit. But I remember him when he started to grow the dreads out. People was like, what the fuck is he doing? Because we ain't never really seen
I didn't like the braids.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like when he popped out with them. And I want to say he did a movie and he played like a, I don't know if the character was burnt or like, had like albino patches on them or something like that.
I don't know. What the fuck?
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Hell no.
Y'all didn't see that on Twitter? Mm-mm. No? Maybe y'all seen it on Tubi.
It was a Timu T.I.
Fuck around. It wasn't even T.I. Yeah.
You talking about the cop from Snowfall, fool.
Buckley? Why Buckley catch a stray?
Yeah, that's what he look like, T.I., Diet T.I.
Nah, but if he rapping like this on this song, I am excited to hear the rest of the project.
Me too. And also, I didn't know that him and Pharrell was like, if you would have said T.I. is about to come back and do music, Pharrell is the last person I thought he would have went and got in with. But it's fire.
What's interesting to me, though, we've been talking about the clips for at least a year now, probably. Obviously, Wale just dropped. Ice Cube been putting out projects. The older people that's dropping music, I feel like, how can I phrase this without pissing people off? I feel like we don't really have no new artists, like for real, that's sticking, and that's why it's a space for these older rappers to keep putting out music. That's what I'm trying to say. Somebody gonna be mad at it though.
No, it's a well articulated thought.
Yeah, because it's.
But I agree with you but you also got to remember, the stuff that we love, like peak Jeezy, peak Wayne, like peak Drake, like the shit that people ain't what they came up on, so they don't love the nostalgia of it, or they don't even know the skill set of these artists like we do, because you gotta think, I'm not to discount what's now, but a lot of shit is mid, and that's the status quo now. These niggas, when they came out, you had to be fucking great.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you remember a time like when you were a child and the people who were probably like their years are over, their prime is already dead, it's over with, where they had a space to drop in the light of a T.I., 50 Cent, Jeezy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, was it ever a time where artists from way back in the day still was able to drop and it was good?
I think so. I just think we looked at it different because, again, it was a different generation. Because, like, when we was excited about Nelly and Eminem and all that shit during when that wave came, people like my older uncle was excited about Will Smith dropping that Millennium album.
No.
You get what I'm saying?
I'm about to age myself because I don't know how old who I'm about to say. And I don't know if he's still alive.
Okay.
So maybe I shouldn't say his name. By the way, our producer just swallowed her gulp.
She said, where you going with this?
Troy Rick.
Oh. See, man? Yeah.
If he dropped in 2005, would it be celebrated or looked down upon?
It would depend if it was fire, but we would judge it different than the people that was his fans from that era. Mm-hmm. Because you got to think about it. These artists aren't fucking, you talking about that's a 40-year-old act or something like that. We talking about people that's like, they were still active throughout this whole time, and we had social media, and we had YouTube. These artists had to go away. They had to go record an album. We didn't see them for a year. Jay-Z, Nas, we had to wait 8 months for a Reply record. Like, it's not the same one-to-one. So I think this generation is like, but that's also why things are so fast consumable, and that's why shit ain't sticking either.
I just feel like in that era, in the early 2000s, while like a Nelly, Ludacris, Eminem, while they all had their run, I don't think it would have been space for somebody from older back in the day to come and drop an album.
Oh,
because of how good the current artists were. Versus today, the new artists, they should have just coming and going.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like the fact that these people still have space to drop music and do these sold out tours.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like the space is not filled up with enough of people from my era and my generation. You get what I'm saying? It's room and
it's
space.
You talking about like blog era? Or you talking about like Drake, Wale? You talking about like that era? Or you talking about before?
I'm talking about how T.I. can drop some shit and he's still going crazy.
Yeah.
I don't feel like, and I don't know because I was a kid in that time, but I just don't feel like people from the 80s or the 90s would have had space in the early 2000s to drop stuff because the current people that we had was going so crazy that the label's not even worried about y'all.
I could see
y'all
that.
Dead, not dead and gone, but y'all washed up, y'all gone. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Versus right now, we got a whole lot of new niggas.
Yeah.
But the legendary acts still have space to drop music.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. I don't have an argument
against that. Were they that good, though? Was it, you know, back then?
Probably not. But I see your point. Mm-hmm. You're right. It's probably a different spacing thing. But either way, I'm excited about the T.I. thing. I really wanted to go see the Jeezy thing that Nate got to go see. I'm jealous about that. But
Nate be on tour.
Bro, Jeezy was in Vegas? Man, I want to see Jeezy with
I think that's where all the L.A. people, that's the show the L.A. people went to.
I want to see Jeezy with a symphony so bad. That shit, so. Anyway. did you get out all your merch?
I got some new merch.
Did you get it all? Because I remember you said last week on the air, you was like, yo, I'm sending everything out. I got
it. Oh, yeah, I sent it out.
Okay.
Oh, I want to say happy birthday to Ray Raymond. So, okay, just quick little story. The post office lost a package. And Marcus, shout out to Marcus. I don't want to say your last name because that's a lot. But Marcus emailed me and said, hey, I ordered something for my brother's birthday. He's a big fan of you and Head. So I bought your shirt for him and... Is you know, the package is somewhere lost. So I contacted the post office and stuff, and they pretty much said that they don't know.
They lost it.
Yeah, they just don't know where it
somebody
is.
Somebody kept that shirt.
You probably. So,
somebody
got if you
got
it, tag me, though. So I sent them another shirt, and that's when he told me, like, did you see when I posted?
Yeah.
When I signed, so he was like, he said, I know, like, if it's not too much, can you sign it? Like, he's a big fan of you guys, whatever. So I signed the shirt. So I just wanted to say happy birthday to Ray Raymond. And I had Dario Gran Carimino to send him a bottle.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Shout out to Gran Carimino.
Yeah. But go to HoFashions.com to get the card game and... Gina Views with love. So I'm going to do a discount code for the people that's watching.
Damn.
Y'all will be the only people with this discount code. I'm not going to post about it or anything. What should it be?
With love.
With love? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so GinaViews.LA, use discount code with love. I don't know how much I'm going to knock off of because I just thought of this right now. Yeah, it's a surprise. You might get free shipping. You might not. Oh, and I need this clip for my TikTok. Head over to my TikTok shop to get these glasses.
Okay. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Make sure you check us out on SiriusXM. Check out Effective Immediately on that SiriusXM app. And subscribe to the damn YouTube. Because tell whoever's watching this to subscribe and share the content. And we appreciate you. And we'll see you next week. It's Effective Immediately.